In Seattle, there are immigrants from many countries around the world, including Mexico and Vietnam. They came to the United States in search of a better life, leaving poverty and oppression behind. It takes many years to raise the $500 or more to get to the U.S. For years, Vietnam has been reeling from the aftermath of the horrible Vietnam War, which truly shattered the country, leaving it in a state of poverty. The average GDP per capita there is $1,850, and many citizens need more money to make a living, so they move to the U.S. to better support their families. Immigrants from Mexico have the highest school dropout rate of all people in the state of Washington, but only if they move here as a teenager. Thankfully, most of the immigrants from Hamilton Middle School moved here before they were teens, so they'll probably stay in school.
Leaving Mexico, or Vietnam, was no small occasion. Our interviewed immigrants, Jaime from Mexico and Nam from Vietnam, both had exciting parties to mark the special event.
It's a big party. We went to buy a lot of things for the party, and we had fun.
A small party is very fun.
In Mexico, the GDP per capita is $9,000, small compared to the U.S.'s average of $36,300. This is why, when Jaime and Nam moved to the U.S., they suddenly had far more purchasing power than they did in their home country, because they or their parents had better jobs.
Because it was better than Mexico. It had more more cities and more cars and stuff.
Food is also very different for immigrants from Mexico and Vietnam to the U.S. In particular, much of the Vietnamese food is mainly rice or its products, and compared to fatty American food, it can be consumed in much greater quantities. However, that does not mean that immigrants like Jaime and Nam don't like the food in the U.S.
Pizza and hamburgers.
Hamburger and chicken.
One of the most difficult things about moving to Seattle from Mexico or Vietnam is the issue of transportation. Unlike many cities, Seattle is very spread out and difficult to get around in without a car.
We can buy a lot of stuff, but right here we can't go because we need a car. But in Vietnam, we can walk to buy stuff, and that's all.
Coming to the United States was a huge part of Jaime and Nam's lives, something that they will never forget. Although there are some difficulties of moving to a new country, it would seem that Jaime and Nam's overall reaction to the U.S. was positive.